Well, let me ask the ones on this side, how great is your God? Well, let me ask the ones on this side, how great is your God? I love the part where it's saying all will see how great is our God. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. He's worthy to be praised. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We bless your name on today. Thank you for allowing us to come together one more time in the beauty of holiness, God. We thank you, Lord, for life, health, and strength. Thank you for being clothed in our right mind. God, over these next few moments, Lord, just give us a word to share, Lord, as you download to me. Lord God, help me impart that to someone else. We give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Praise God. Please be seated, saints. Listen, that song just about wore me completely out. How great is our God? Wow, that's right in line with the message on today. Know your God. He doesn't change. He's the same God. There's no God like our God. I done sung my little voice out already. I called myself, I was crowing over there. Woo. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. All ye land, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God, is who he who has made us and not we ourselves, right? We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Oh, I praise the Lord today. I give him glory. I give him honor. In the midst of it all, I say, thank you, Jesus. The name above all names. The name above all names. Thank you, Lord. There's no God like our God. We should sometime, Tyrone and I kind of throwing at each other. What's his name? Jesus. How you spell it? J-E-S-U-S. Amen. You know, it's all right to be excited about the Lord. We get excited about all kind of other stuff, but boy, when you can find yourself excited for Jesus and for all that he has done, we give him glory, we give him praise. The Lord took me to 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Jehoshaphat being the king at that time. And I was reading through this, and the Lord began to speak to my heart of how important it is for us to know our God, know who our God is. See, we know a lot of things, and we know a lot of people. There's a lot of folks in our lives. But, you know, and so there's stuff we know that we see on TV, that we see on the internet, but we need to know our God. Because crucial times are coming. Crucial times are here right now. And we need to know who our God is. In all of his glory. In all of his power. In all of his love. In all of his majesty. We need to know our God. To know your God. See, we're living in unprecedented times. We're living in times we've never seen before. We're living in a time where our nation is vulnerable. Just like ancient Israel and Judah. We're living in a time folks are doing whatever comes to their own mind. All right. We're living in a time of lawlessness. Living in a time, I remember back in Oklahoma, back in the day at my grandmother's house out by the tracks, at night you didn't even lock the door. You just hooked the screen. Yes. Now you know ain't nobody hooking screens no more. You know, you not only are you locking the door, but you're hitting the deadbolt. You know, we live in a time where churches have bars around the property and around the windows of the house of God. Because we live in a time where folks have no reverence for God or for the things of God. People have that mindset as Pharaoh had down in Egypt. He said, I don't know the Lord, and I'm not going to let the people go. And I can hear the Lord say, really? Said, no, you're going to let them go, see, because I'm God. See, he didn't know who God was, but I'm so glad that I know who he is today. Yes. He's a mighty God. He's the great I am. He's the one who spoke and the universe came into existence. Oh God, we need to know him. We should sing no song, do you know him? Let me see, where's my key of Z? Do you know him? Do you know him? Do you know Jesus Christ, God's son? See, we used to sing that song and that's ringing down in my spirit. Do you know him like that? Thank you, God. He's the King of kings and he's the Lord of lords. So I was looking at this passage and thank God for Mary and Joseph being here today. You know, it's the first day of the Advent season here. We're looking unto Jesus. We're giving God glory for sending his son to us. And so you see the things around the church. We know that it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. It's beginning that time to where we focus it on the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. And so I was looking at this passage. And it started, we look at verse 3, but what had happened was the enemy had came and surrounded the people of God. You know, I'm telling you, we're blessed right now. I even saw a blurb on the news this morning that our ships over in the Middle East is being targeted. We're living in some troubling times. And so who do you call on? You know, see, sometimes you can call on your best friend and they got caller ID. They might not be ready, able, they just not, they may not say it's you. They just might be preoccupied, you know. We going to have to learn how to call on the Lord. I heard Pastor Jones in Power Hour this morning, he was talking about what's your default setting. When trouble come, when calamity come, where do you go first? All right. What do you do first? Jesus. Who do you call on? Where do you go? See, who's your God? Do you know him? How well do you know him? Come on, speak it. See, do we trust him? That's it. Do we have faith in the one who's able to do anything? And so let's go back to ancient Judah just for a minute here. Because everything in the Word of God is for our benefit. That's right. It's for our learning. It's for our understanding. It's for our growth in him. Thank you, God. You know, all we got to do is think back sometime. Think about some of the things where God has already delivered you from. Do we still have a memory? Do we thank God for a memory? When I was out, he brought me in. When I was down, he lifted me up. When I was sick, he healed my body. Do we remember going to the mailbox one day and say, what? Just, he may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. Thank you, God. How well do you know him? See, I remember in my working days over in South Central L.A. on Hyde Park and Crenshaw, there was a donut shop there. Y'all pray for me. But every morning I stopped there, get me a little pan dulce, a little donut, and some decaf coffee. But it was an Asian family that owned the place. So every morning, there was a Buddha sitting there with a glass of milk, a banana, and a donut. He couldn't eat it, but every morning it was there. Now that God, whoever he was, evidently they knew him and he didn't change. Every day was the same thing, sitting up there with a big belly. How well, and I'm not, you know, how well do we know our God? See, I'm talking about the one that we cry out to. See, so when we look here, matter of fact, let me just read verse 1 and 2. I didn't give that to the IT, but I think I need to read it to set the stage, and because we just want to talk about, knowing your God. See, so in 2 Chronicles 20, verse 1, it happened after this that the people of Moab with the people of Ammon and others with them besides the Ammonites came to battle against Jehoshaphat, the king. Jesus. Then some came and told Jehoshaphat, saying, have you ever gotten any bad news? Have you ever had some news that kind of rocked your very being?
All right.
So then some came and told Jehoshaphat, saying, a great multitude, not just a handful, not just 100 or something, but a great multitude is coming against you, King Jehoshaphat, and from beyond the sea, from Syria, and they are in Hazazon Tamar, which is in Gedi. And get this, this is where the lesson picks up on today. And Jehoshaphat feared. So, you know, so listen, we don't run faster than a speeding bullet. You know, can't leap tall buildings in a single bound. Don't have no big S on, and even if you do have a big S on your shirt, it still don't mean nothing. You know, so trouble is going to come. Trouble has come, and I love this because now, mind you, we're talking about the king of Judah. We're talking about the king of over God's people, the one who's supposed to be leading God's people, the one who was really a good king and not like his father Asa. He tore down a lot of the Asherah poles and all the Baal worship, but not all of it, but he was a good man. So Jehoshaphat feared and said himself, hello, watch this. Let me just give it to y'all how it came to me, because I'm saying this man knows something about his God. Thank you, God. So Jehoshaphat, number one, he feared. You don't have to stay in fear, but some things will come and make you afraid. Mm-hmm. And the question is what you're going to do when fear comes.
All right.
Because we know it don't come from God. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Jehoshaphat feared, and listen to this, and he set himself to seek the Lord.
Yeah.
Mm. He didn't start crying. He didn't start going on Facebook, but he set himself to seek the Lord and proclaim. Listen what he did. He proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. Now, mind you, the stage is set. The multitude of enemy is surrounding them. And he's afraid, but he said, you know what? I'm going to seek the Lord. And he gathered together to ask help from the Lord. And from all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. All of the people got with the king, and they began to seek the Lord. Don't that remind you of 2 Chronicles 7:14? If my people, right, who are called by my name. And so then verse 5 says, then Jehoshaphat stood in the assembly of Judah and Jerusalem. Listen to this. In the house of the Lord. No better place to be. A lot of time when trouble comes, folks stop coming to church. And that's the main place you need to be, the house of the Lord, before the new court. So the new court was huge and big enough for people to come and gather in droves to seek the Lord, to call upon the name of the Lord. Thank you, God. So here's what really got me. This is where the subject comes from. Know your God. So we see that this godly king prayed, and he put the folks on a fast. You know, New Year's is coming. We're going to have to do some fasting around here. We got some praying to do. We got some believing to do. We got some calling on the Lord to do. So in verse 6, so as he got into the assembly, into the house of the Lord, now listen at how he know his God. Oh, Lord God of our fathers. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. There's six things that he began to enunciate because he's in trouble. The nation, God's people, is in trouble. There's trouble on every side. And he said, oh, Lord, God of our fathers, listen to this. Are you not God in heaven? And do you not rule over all the kingdoms of the nations? Does it sound like somebody who know who his God is? Why is it that we allow stuff to come and blow us completely out of the box? Is it because we get to that point, maybe like Peter, where he said, Lord God, if it's you, bid me to come and walk on the water. Yeah, Jesus said, come on, man. Come on. And he got out there and he began to walk on the water. But all of a sudden he say, this ain't right. This ain't normal. This ain't natural. He began to look at the weed. And I know I probably would already been there. He looked at all that, the waves and the wind, and he began to sink. And he said, save me, Lord. Jesus reached up, grabbed him, and that tell me, Sister Jesse, he probably got up and walked on the water back to the boat. Are you not God in heaven? And do you not rule over all the kingdoms of the nations? Listen to this. And in your hand, is there not power and might? Right. He's praying. He's scared. He's fasting. He's getting the people together, but he's calling on God. He ain't reminding God of who he is. He's reminding himself who his God is. See, and so your hand, is there not power and might so that no one is able to withstand you? Do we believe that on today? I don't care what we're going through. Do we believe that there's no one, no thing able to withstand our God? I mean, he's the God who said, let there be light. Bam, there was light. You know, it blows holes in these doghead theories of a Big Bang. Let me get this straight. If the earth is two-thirds water as we see it now, where it was a big ball of water at first, how is an explosion going to cause all this water? God did it. God said in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And earth was void and without form, and darkness covered the face of the deep. Oh, God, do we know him today? Are we trusting him in our situations today? He goes on to say, your hand is there not power and might so that no one is able to withstand you? Are you not our God? Oh, hallelujah. Are you not our God? I'm scared, God. Listen, let me keep on reading here. Are you not our God who drove out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel? Isn't it important to remember what God has already done? He said, and gave it to the descendants of Abraham, your friend, forever. See, know your God and know that he hasn't changed. I'm talking about the same God who saved you. Do you remember that? Do you remember when you came to the end of yourself and you said, Father, save me, forgive me, deliver me. And all of a sudden, your hands look new, your feet look new, you look different in the mirror. And ever since then, you've been saying, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. He haven't changed. Amen. He haven't changed. So he say, so they dwell in it and have built you a sanctuary in it for your name, saying, if disaster comes. How important is it to remember God's word? How to apply God's word? It's nothing worse than telling someone who don't know God's word, hey, man, just stand on his word. What? How do you do that if you don't know his word? This is why Bible studies is important. This is why reading your Bible, studying your Bible, praying, getting in prayer group, this is why it's so important that we can know God's word, and when trials come, we can stand on God's word because God, you said so. And they dwell in it and have built you a sanctuary in your name, saying, if disaster comes up on us. Ooh, thank you. Well, wasn't a disaster coming up on them right then? But still, he's standing flat-footed, and he's crying out to God before the people. The people have their eyes on the king, on the leader whom God has called, and they're hearing the leader saying, oh, God, if disaster comes up on us, sword, judgment, pestilence, or famine, get this, you said, God, that we will stand before this temple. Hallelujah. And how many know that we are the temple of the Holy Ghost? Hey, Christ in you, the hope of glory. So God, you said, it says, I know who my God is. God, you said, if disaster comes, if the sword comes, if judgment comes, if pestilence comes or famine, we will stand before this temple and in your presence. For your name is in this temple. Your name, Jehovah Jireh, is in this temple. Your name, the great I am, is in this temple. Elohim is in this temple. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you. And you said, for your name is in this temple. And you said, God, if we cry out to you in our affliction. Have you ever cried out to God in your affliction? You get to a place where can't nobody help you.
Jesus.
Can't nobody help you but God. How well do you know him in your time of affliction? He said, if you call, he said, and cry out to you in our affliction. Then you will hear, and then you will save. Oh, thank you, Jesus. How well do we know him today? Do we know him just like that? That you're the God in heaven. You're the God who's never lost a battle. You're the God who said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I'll be with you always. Oh, do you know him? Do you know him on today? Are we trusting him today?
Hallelujah.
Oh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, when you come to trust in God, you don't know how it's going to turn out.
Jesus.
You don't know when or how it's going to happen.
Hey!
But you're calling on the name that's above every name. The name of Jesus, where every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God. And now he begins to articulate the situation. He said, and now here are the people of Ammon. Moab, Mount Seir. These are distant relatives. This goes back to Esau. This goes back to Lot, where these folks came from. And so he said, whom you would not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and did not destroy them. They had the power to destroy them. God said, don't touch them. And now he's saying, look how they're rewarding us. Don't think it's strange when folks don't do like you do. You know how you want to treat people. And you would think that if you treat people right, they would treat you right. It don't always happen like that. Can I get a witness today?
Amen.
Can I borrow? Amen. I'll pay you back.
Amen.
See,
amen.
Don't get hung up with what other folks ain't doing. Get locked up, tied up, and tangled up with what God is doing. He said, whom you would not let in Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and did not destroy them. Here they are rewarding us by coming to throw us out of your possession. He didn't say out of my possession. God, they come to throw us out of your possession, which you have given us to inherit. God, you gave this to us. You have blessed, God. You have made the way. And here they come. They're trying to tear it up, God. They're trying to take it. And he says, oh, our God. Thank you, God. It's something about that oh. Anybody ever had the oh down on the inside? I'm talking about when it hurts so bad, when it's so miserable, when it's oh, so uncertain. You say, oh, our God. I mean, stuff can happen in a flash. Oh, our God, will you not judge them? For we, listen, this is the king. This is the king. You know, you don't see this kind of stuff with people today. They can be in charge and the thing is falling down all around them and they still won't admit the fact that the Titanic is going down. God himself can't sink this ship. Really? So he say, will you not judge them? Listen to this. See, for we have no power against this great multitude. He recognized he didn't have the power. See, the word of the Lord came to Zerubbabel in the book of Zechariah, said, not by power, nor by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. How many know today that the spirit of God makes the difference?
Hallelujah.
The anointing of God makes the difference. The power of God, the operating power of God, which some would say grace, makes the difference. He said, will you not judge them? For we have no power against this great multitude that is coming against us. Listen, this is the king. The people looking and listening, and he say, nor do we know what to do. Oh, my God. Have you ever been there where you just ain't know what to do? I'm serious. You know, I'm the first to admit it. I don't know what to do, God. There's things in my heart and mind, even for the church. God, I don't know what to do, but I'm calling up on you. You said, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Oh, God, you said so. Old song said, oh, Lord, you said so. Whew, thank you, God. I'm standing. Whose report are we going to believe? We're going to believe the report of the Lord. He said, for we do not know what to do, but our eyes are upon you. I've heard Chucky ministering before. When we can get to the point we say, God, we don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. God said, thank you. Thank you. Now I can get in. Now I can move in the situation. Now I can turn this thing around. Just get out of the way. Let go and let God, let the Lord have his way. Eyes up on you. We don't know what to do, but he always knows what to do. How many know that God knows what's best for us? And you know what is best for us is not always what feels good to us. Sometimes that thing that you're leaning on, God's going to knock the prop from under you. Now, you don't need that. You don't need that. I got a better plan for you. And then we got to ask ourselves, do we believe God for the better plan? Do we? How do we deal with that four-letter word, W-A-I-T? Wait on the Lord, I heard it on today. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, upon the Lord. Now get this. After he makes this confession, God, we don't know what to do, but we're watching you. Psalm 46 and 10, be still. Stop striving and know that he is God.
Amen.
Do you know it? Do you know he's God today in your trials, in your tribulations? In verse 13, he said, Now all Judah, with their little ones. See, this is why folks need to bring their kids to church. Need to have prayer meetings around the dinner table. Need to have some scripture before they go night-night. And not Mary had a little lamb or a Donald Duck, but Jesus, you know. Somebody say, help me say Jesus. Hallelujah. Now all Judah with their little ones, and their wives and their children stood before the Lord. See, there's power in oneness. There's power in unity. There's power in having our minds fixed on Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And all the people, I believe, had that same mindset. God, we're fasting. We're praying. We're fearful. We don't know what to do, but our eyes are upon you.
Yes.
Listen to this. This about wiped me completely out. Good thing I was sitting down when I was reading this. Oh, God. Then. Help me say then.
Then
the Spirit. Help me say then the Spirit.
Then the Spirit.
Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jehaziel. This is a prophet. This is a man of God. You see, it's good for us to drive in our own lane. It's good to be still and wait to hear from God. I don't want to go out there ahead of God saying, oh, God, I'm no, no. God, what do you want me to do? Your gift will make room for you. And so Jehaziel, he gets a word from God. Have anybody ever got a word from God where he took you from here to here and you like, thank you, God. The enemy is still surrounding them. They're praying. They're believing. They're looking at the God. They're fasting. The enemy don't know none of this. The enemy is still ready to pounce. Then the Spirit of the Lord came up on Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jeiel, the son of Mattaniah. Listen, you're talking about Ancestry.com. They can't hold a candle to all of this. He was a Levite, a priest of the sons of Asaph, those who would praise and magnify the Lord in the midst of the assembly. Now he didn't see, that's why the pastor ain't always got the message. The evangelist ain't always got, you know, God has a message, and everybody who love God need to be ready and willing to say what God says for them to say. Oh, thank you, God. He said, and so look, he said, listen, are y'all settled down now? Just, you know, the prayer sounded good, but stop right now, because there's a word from the Lord. Amen. He said, listen, all you of Judah and you inhabitants of Jerusalem and you, King Jehoshaphat, you who have been praying, you have leading the people in fasting, you who are afraid, listen, King Jehoshaphat. Thus saith the Lord to you. First thing, do not be afraid. Come on, y'all. I'm about wrapping this up. I'm just reading the word, you know. This ain't about me. This is about the Lord who we know. He sent a word. There come a time where there's going to be a drought in the land. And it has been time where there was a drought of the word of God. Don't be afraid. So the first thing we read when we started this out was Jehoshaphat feared. Perfect love cast out fear. Do not be afraid nor dismayed because of this great multitude. Okay, he's looking, feeling like here. The enemy is looking like here. He said, don't be afraid, neither be dismayed of this great multitude. In my little mind, I'm hearing God say, they ain't nothing. They can't do nothing that I don't allow them to do. They arms are too short to box with me. They got the T-Rex syndrome. See, he said, I'm God Almighty. All right, so do not be afraid nor dismayed. Because of this great multitude, and here is the killer. The whole story is good, but this wraps it up right here. Y'all help me with this. For the battle
is not yours.
Whose is it? But God's. You can put your guns down, put your knives and spears down, put all this, your rocks down. The battle is not yours, but it's the Lord. And do you know them folks got together and they began to praise God? They began to give God glory. Can you imagine that word coming? You mean we ain't got to fight? All we got to do is believe. All we have to do is trust. All we got to do is be still and see the salvation of the Lord. As God told Moses at the Red Sea, the enemy you see today, you'll see no more forever. Somebody in here today, there's some things you don't need to see no more forever. And God has your back. God has a plan for you. God is taking you somewhere out of darkness into this marvelous light. Do you know him? How well do you know him? He haven't changed. He haven't changed. He's still the same. He's still the same. You trusted him to save you. We've trusted him to heal us. He hasn't changed. So listen, we got to learn how to tighten up the belt of our loins. We got to learn how to steady ourselves and trust God. What did Job say? Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Oh, thank you, God. My God is great and greatly to be praised. Is there anything too hard for God? Thank you, God. We can call upon him in the morning, in the noonday, in the midnight hour. We can call on Jesus. Have anybody ever had to call on Jesus? Oh, I'm talking about when nothing else will help. He hears our every groan. He understands every moan. He sees every tear. He's concerned about you and me. What a mighty God we serve. What has he told you? What has he downloaded to you? Oh, God, as I was sharing, and I'm closing, I was sharing with Sister Carolina, and I reminded her that God kept telling her in the word, fear not. And she said, Pastor, he said he commanded me to fear not. I said, whoa. And I saw that little lady, the Holy Ghost just ran up in her. And she stood on the word of God. And what she was seeking God for, it all was all right the next week. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You know, Paul said in Philippians 3:10, oh, that I may know him. Do you want a closer walk with him? Do you want to hear the joy bells ringing down in your soul? Amen. Do you sometime want to go back to where you first believed? And the tears begin to fill your eye. The joy of the Lord was bursting up on the inside. Sometime in the midst of all the hoopla we go through all the time, sometime we can kind of get away from the things that God has already done. Oh, thank you, God. I shared with y'all once before, I said, I'm a man, I'll never cry again. And I hear God saying, really? I ain't gonna never cry again. Start going to church and I'm like, what's happening? What's going on here? God was chipping away at that stony heart. He was chipping away at that macho mindset that meant nothing. And he changed. I have an opportunity this next week coming up on Monday to eulogize my best friend that we've been friends since 1966. There's going to be a lot of folks there who know who I was, where I was, but they'll also see here something about Jesus coming out of my mouth, letting them and imploring them, get to know Jesus. Turn your life over to him just like our deceased did the day before he passed. Don't wait till the end. It's time to serve God now. It's time to surrender to God now while the blood is yet running warm in your veins. Our young people need to know it's time for you to understand who mama been praying to, who mama been trusting in, who that the world want to destroy you, the world want to sift you as wheat, the world want to kill you. But son, daughter, it's time for you to remember your creator in the days of your youth. Oh, that I may know him in the power of his resurrection, fellowship of his suffering, being conformed to his death. They used to sing the song, if I die now, I won't have to die no more. If I die to sin now, if I die to lawlessness now, if I die to myself now and receive Jesus Christ, I'll have eternal life and I won't have to die no more, because to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Ooh, he's coming back again. Anybody looking forward to Jesus coming back again? Do we still believe he's coming back again? He said he is. He said he's coming. This same Jesus who you saw taken up with you, he's coming back in like manner. It's closer now than it's ever been. Do we believe that today? Do we still believe that? Or we said, even so, come, Lord Jesus. I'm going to work while it's day. The night is coming when no man can work. Over in Ephesians 19:20, chapter 3, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge. Oh, God, that which we know of him now surpasses knowledge. I'm at a point I ain't trying to figure God out. I'm just trusting him. And listen, I've heard folks say, I told God. I'm like, uh-oh. I told God that I'm going to hold you to your, what? You're talking to the Creator. You're talking to the one who people fall apart at the seams when they see his glory. Come to him in holy reverence and respect. I bring my issues and my troubles to the Lord. And I do that with thanksgiving. God, thank you for all that you've done. Amen. To know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Do we get that today? Do we understand who we are in him, who he is to us, how much he loves us, how much he cares for us, how much he wants us to walk lockstep with him? Do we get it today? So someone today, and I'm done, listen, whatever you have put on the back burner, whatever you just figured this is your lot, you just have settled for the mediocre. You settle for stuff that's just going to be this way. I want to let you know, if you know, that you know the God you serve, he'll turn your dark yesterdays into bright tomorrow. Amen. You don't have to settle for nothing but praises in your heart to the Lord. Amen. Trust him for everything. Amen. Praise God. Amen. What I want to do today and ask the minister to come, because we're going to serve communion, and that's going to be our dismissal. So if you all would stand right now, let us pray. And ministers will come that's going to serve the communion today. Hallelujah. Is it hot in here? Is it just me? Praise the Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Are you not God in heaven? Do you not rule over all the kingdoms of the earth? Jesus. Are you not Jehovah Rapha, our healer? Hallelujah. Are you not omnipotent? All power is in your hand. Are you not omniscient? You know everything. God, are you not the God of love, of agape love, that you love us unconditionally in spite of ourselves? Are you not our God today? Oh God, we call upon your name. Call upon your great name right now, God, in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we your people, oh God, not these your people, we your people, we're standing in the need of prayer. We're standing in the need of healing. We're standing in the need of deliverance, God. We're standing in the need of protection. We're standing in the need of provision. Oh God, we're standing before you today. With holy hands, God, we're standing on holy ground. We recognize, God, who you are today. And I pray for these families today. I pray for every family that's represented here today, from the youngest to the oldest, God. For those in the sanctuary, those in the back, and those that are online today, God, we're praying today. We know who you are, God. The devil is a lie. God, you be glorified. We give you praise in the name of Jesus. Move by your spirit, God. Send a word to us like you sent to Jehaziel. I said, not by power nor by might, but by my spirit. You said that we don't have to fight in this battle. The battle is not ours, but it's yours. God, we're giving it to you today. We're taking it and throwing it to the altar, God. In this temple, God, you said that we look to you in the midst of trouble, in the midst of trials, in the midst of famine, God, that you would hear us and that you would answer prayer. So, Father, we thank you and we praise you today. We magnify your name. We give you glory, honor, and praise, that everyone will see and understand how great, is our God, and all will see how great is our God. We give you glory. We give you praise. We bless your name. Send down the rain, God. Send down your anointing, God. Send down your power, God. In the name of Jesus, restore what the enemy have tried to take away, God. Hey, hey, God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, God. Hey, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Bless your people today. Bless your people today, God. In the name of Jesus. We remember you, Lord. We remember your sacrifice. We remember, God. Because you live, we live also. Oh, God, no longer bound. No more chains holding us. You've set us free. And you told us to walk freely in the liberty that you've set us free, God. Be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. God, we thank you today. And so, Father, as we end in this time of commemoration, God, God asked that we take the last sip of the cup, and that'll be our dismissal on today.
Jesus.
We'll go out and give you glory. We'll go out and give you praise. We'll go out and strengthen our lives in you. We'll seek you for all that you have for us, God. In the name of Jesus, let your glory be revealed.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank God, amen.
As long as I'm breathing, oh yes, I'm breathing, I'll bless the Lord.